This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The State Health Department will collaborate with the Colorado School of Public Health to create a new resource to prevent gun violence. It'll have regularly updated and accurate materials regarding gun violence in the state that includes an interactive dashboard with data related to firearm injury and death. CU's Dr. Emmy Betts says the effort is the first of its kind to be developed through a partnership among state government, an academic university, and state leaders. Denver will likely hang on to its status as a burgeoning tech hub. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports that's despite recent tech layoffs in the state.
Denver ranked third in high-tech job growth in the U.S. in 2020 and 2021, behind Austin and Seattle, according to real estate services firm CBRE. They say Denver is well-positioned to keep attracting tech talent at companies that are looking to expand outside of traditional tech hubs. According to CBRE, office rents in downtown Denver were up this year compared to 2020, in contrast to big tech hubs like San Francisco, where rents are down. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The University of Colorado Board of Regents has voted to finalize the contract of new CU football coach Deion Sanders. The board voted 8-1, with the lone dissenting vote coming from outgoing District 1 Regent Jack Kroll.
The underlying financial model, I believe, is not sustainable.
CU has not yet made the contract public, but some reports say it's worth nearly $30 million over 5 years. The Buffs have paid costly buyouts to two coaches they have fired since 2018. You are listening to CPR News. It's 3:06.